We have two Taisvas in. Just to refresh our memory, let's just go over the Shtikl Gemara and then let's learn the Taisvas in. The Gemara is Takashe, when one made an Akire and one made a Hanoche, so the Gemara asked, Vo isavide meloche mi binayu. So a meloche had been done to both of them. So al kaponim, why isn't there a chiyuv? Tanya Rabbi Yoimer mi am ha'oretz ba'asoiso ha'oise eskulo v'loi ha'oise es miktsoso. So there's a posik ha'oise eskulo, one who does a complete meloche, not one who does a partial meloche. Yachid v'osa oiso chayiv, Shnayim v'osu oiso pturim. Yachid does a whole meloche is chayiv. Two do a mitzas meloche, the potter. It manami amar rabchiye bagamde, nizraka mipi chabure v'omru ba'asoiso yachid sh'osu chayiv, Shnayim sh'osu pturim. That is the Gemara. Now let us see Taisus. Ba'asoiso v'chol ha'sforim garsinon ha'oiso eskula v'loi ha'oiso miktsoso yachid she'oso oiso chayev shnayim she'osu pturim. So now Taisus explains the Loshon HaGemara. So Taisus says as follows. Pashtei dekro nire. The Poshib Shat in the Posik would be the Ba'asoiso Koi Anefesh. It's talking about the person that did it. Ba'asoiso Koi Anefesh. And if the Taisus HaRosh explains, if the Asoiso is the Nefesh that did it, so then the Miyut would be if one person does a Maloche, Lafuki, if two people do together a maloche. That means, so then, the posik would be mamayit shnayim she'asu. Two people carry out a masui. That would be pashte dikro. And that has no connection to our Gemara, which our Gemara is speaking about that each one made a half a maloche. So therefore, Taisvah says, our Gemara did not learn ke pashte dikro, that the ba'asoisa koya nefesh is going on the person who did the malachi, and it says in the pasuk one person and not two people. Aval hashash darish leim, the shas darshins it differently. A malachi, ba'asoisa means ba'asois oiso. If he did the complete malachi, kloima ba'asois oiso kula. That if he did the complete malache, then he is chayiv. Lafuki umayri boze oiker v'ze miniach. That means that he's saying if he did a complete malache, then he is mechuyiv. But if he did only a mitzvah malache and the other did the other mitzvah malache, so memele, then you are potter. Ve'einoi elo keifel mila. That means like this. Really, the drosha ended the way Taisus said pshat in the drosha. Let us see the Loshna Barais again. Me'am ha'oretz ba'asoiso ha'oiso eskulo. He has to do a complete melacha. V'loi ha'oiso es miktsoso, not if each one did a mitzvah melacha. So that means, from here we know already, if one made an akira, or if one made a hanoche, there's no chiyuv. Because there was a mitzvah meloche. Now let us go further in the Braise. Yachid va'osa oisa chayiv, shnayim va'osu oisa pturim. And Taisvah says, this is speaking about, so it's repetitious. Yachid va'osa oisa chayiv, if a yachid made a kira v'anochi is chayiv, shnayim va'osu oisa pturim, means if one made an akira, one made an anochi, it's pot. So he's repeating himself again. So that's what Taisvah says. Ve'ein ne'ele keifel milim. He's repeating again what he said before in different lashonis, that one has to do a complete malache, and if one did a mitzvah and the other did a mitzvah, you're not chay. The lack of the meima de beis shasu airi be beis shasu be basachas. maybe we'll learn a different pshat in the Braisa. The Braisa is telling us two separate halachas. Ba'asoisa ha'oisa es kula v'loyoisa es mikzos. Ba'asoisa means ba'asois kula. You have to do a whole malach and not a mitzvah malach. And now the Braisa is also telling us that if you learn ba'asoisa is not going on the nefesh, it's going on the malach. You have to do kula. But you could also learn ba'asoisa is going on the nefesh, and then the Braisa is telling us, yochid va'asa oisa chayiv, if one nefesh did a whole malach is chayiv, shnayim va'asa oisa pturim. Then the Braisa would not be repetitious. So Taisa says that would be very nice, but you can't say that. The Gemara Matzniya Vayistos, these are two different halachas, two distinct halachas, and you need two separately mudim. Void. And another ayah Taisbris brings, the first ayah was a Bekiyistik ayah. The Be'itnor Nami. The Gemara brought a second ray, Iker Nami Omar Abchiyya Bagamde, Nizrkebe Bichabura Vasoiso. So how does he explain the drosha? Yochit Shaso Chayiv Shnaim Shasu Pturim. This is the second Lashon. So you see, Yochit Shaso Chayiv Shnaim Shasu Pturim is not speaking about when two did together a complete malacha. No, it's speaking about that each one did a mitzvah malacha. So you see, so you have to say that the first Braisa is repeating himself. Which means that each one did a mitzvah melacha. Ach koshe, the bepeire kamatzniyeh mashme, the ze oiker v'ze meiniach. So it comes out our gemore darshins from ba'asoyse ze oiker v'ze meiniach. So Taisvis asks a kasha, that the Gemara Matzniya Vayistos is Zareike Bezaminich, Nafke Mi Nefesh, Ay Meyachas, Vahocha Nafke Lay Mi Abasos. So the only problem is, it's a psastire. The Gemara Matzniya has differently mudim for Echad Oike Vechad Meiniach, and the Nabarais it says a psanulim, but from Basos. Period. Kosha Lari, Mid Matzrachin, and Krol Liftoer, if we need a pasuk to tell us ze oiker v'ze meiniach is potter, mashme, the ze oiker v'ze meiniach hoya b'mishkan. That means if there wasn't such a thing b'mishkan, so meheichi teisi, there would be a chiyuv. Taisvis said on that base, binyonei haitzor, everything it has to be in the mishkan. It's akuris. You can't learn out one from the other. So memele, if ze oike v'ze meniach was not in the Mishkan, so stamazay yapata. The Mishkan was only a case that the oike was meniach. So akochach you have to say, the ze oike v'ze meniach hoye b'mishkan. Period. Bepeire kamatzniyeh, in vafal pikein, so we have here a droshe, that even though this was in the Mishkan, but you're not chayiv on ze oike v'ze meniach because of the droshe v'asoysa. We also find a similar type of halacha. Nami poiter Rab Shimon ze eine yochel v'ze eine yochel. If two people did a halacha together and each one is an eine yochel, afal pi shehoye b'mishkan, even though it wasn't the Mishkan. So fakert, even though this wasn't the Mishkan, we have drashes to tell us, but there's no chiyev on these pulis because the shnayim she'asu was potter. Ki goin bei shenoisim esor. So what did Taisva say now? So Taisva said that from our Gemara, if we need a miyut from Zayoike v'Zemeiniach, so that is muchach, that even though it wasn't the Mishkan, because if it wasn't the Mishkan, we'd need a miyut, but even though it wasn't the Mishkan, this miyut tells us that one is not chayiv by Zayoike v'Zemeiniach. Birishalmi perik hazoirek, ahod esnam, shtei gzustorois b'rshus harabim. There are two balconies stretching over a Rishus Arabim. Ho yushteyem b'diyuta achas. Both were on the same side of the street. Hamoishit chayiv. So if a person hands over something from one gzustara, from one balcony to the other balcony, so that is Mirshus HaYochit. Rishus HaYochit, and he's over a Rishus Arabim. chayev. So he's chayev. Omer Rav Chome b'shem Rav Meishe ubelvad al yedei beis. But one is only chayev by Moishet if there were two people involved in the melochim. That means there was Reuven standing on one balcony, Shimon standing on the second balcony, and Reuven handed it over to Shimon. Then you are chayev. Uporich, frekte Yerushalmi, b'chol asar amrit, bei she'asu pturim. All over we have a klal. Shnayim she'asu pturim, v'kan amrit chayovim. In fact, this bei she'asu pturim, that is our Gemara. That means that one made the Akire, one made the Hanoche, and so all over it is Potter. V'kan amrit chayovim. And here you said you're chayiv, so it's a double kash. You're chayiv even though it's shnayim shosu, and you're also being moisiv, you're only chayiv if it was shnayim shosu. So the Yerushalmi yes, the kasha, how could it be? U'mishani shekach hoysa avoydes halaviyim. In the Mishkan, the oifen of hoyshote, they used to hand over from one agola to another agola. So there was also Hayshata Mirshus Hayochid Lishus Hayochid Derech Rishus Arabim. And there were two people involved. So since in the Mishkan it was in an oifen of Shnayim Shosu, so you're chayiv by Shnayim Shosu, and only chayiv if it's Shnayim Shosu. So this Yerushalmi is the whole stira to the shtik teira that Taisus had just said. Taisus said that al kochach if you need a miyat avzayke v'zeminiach, you have to say it wasn't the Mishkan. Va'af al pikein, this limud of shnayim she'osu is oiker the chiyev that it wasn't, even though it wasn't the Mishkan. And the Yerushalmi says punkt verkehrt. Va'hashte ma bekach she'hoisa b'mishkan. Was geht mir on? That Hoishota was b'mishkan ayidei shnei anoshim, mikol mokim havalei lifter moishit, kivin de shnei moishim moishim. We have here a posik ba'asoysa. V'nira l'ri, the b'moishit, that we're not learning the correct pshat in the Yerushalmi. The b'moishit ein ze oiker v'ze meiniach. The case of moishit is not that Reuven hands it over, Reuven makes the Akira, and Shimon makes the Hanoche. Eloha Moishit also Akira v'Hanoche. The Moishit makes the Hanoche also, by Reuven handing it into the hand of Shimon, so Reuven is making the Akira, and Reuven is making the Hanoche. V'leikashalei v'Yerushalmi, so it's not Shnaim Shosu. Reuven is doing everything. He's making the Akira and the Hanoche. The whole kash of the Yerushalmi was, because it comes out that Reuven is only chayiv if he's putting it into Shimon's hand. If he's just putting it into the balcony, and there is not an Adam that is mekabel it, so then Reuven is potter. Avol Moishit meinicha el reshus hayochid acher without someone being mekabel it, potter. You need for chiyuv only if someone is standing there and you're putting it into biyat chaveiroi. U'b'chol makayim, al yedei chaveiroi potter tveik, goyim bei shosu, v'kanein im ischayv el al yedei chaveiroi. So not the Yerushalmi's kasha was that it's shnayim shosu. It is in reality not shnayim shosu, because the moishit makes the complete akira and the hanoche. But Yerushalmi's kasha was, but it seems there is a t'nai that without a person being in the second Rishus HaYochid, the first one, the Moishit is not chayiv. That was the Yerushalmi's kasha. Where do you see such a thing that in order to be mechuyiv, you need a second person? So the Yerushalmi answers because the Meloche in the Mishkan was that way. Itmar Nami, Teime, the Maise Siyata, Mishmaite, Lebraise. First the Gemara brought a braise, Tanya Rebbe Yoyim. Then Itmar Nami, Omer Abchiyah Bagamde, Nizuk Mipi Chabure, Omer Basaisa, the Psaposh, it seems Amiroim, he's telling B'Shem Amiroim, the Amiroim also said this Troshe. So you have to bring a raya to a braise from Amiroim. Teime de Maise Siyata Mishmaita le braise, Beper Kama de Kedushan, Perch Yehuda Void Lekro, Yeshloim de Nizuk Mipi Chabure, de Koma Hainu Chabure Shal Tanoim. That means it's also a siyua from Tanoi. Veriti reads mishum the beraisa de la el by mabahani bei rabchiye verab oishiye. Agavuchan, the first parrot, I would like to say a shtikel ha'ore. There's a meiridik involved that Rabbi Chanan and Kovitch Yurim and Baba Basa brings from Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim said that there is no klal that an amoire cannot disagree with a tana. There's no such thing. An amoire holds one way, a tana holds the other way. There's no such problem. That's what we find, that we ask kashis on amoiroim from Tanoim, and the Obkefrek, he says, an amoire cannot disagree with a Mishneh, or with a Baraise, but with a Tani can disagree. What is the difference? Because he says, the Mishnayis, when the Mishnayis were written, Rabbeinu HaKadosh gathered all Chachmei Yisrael, and they all agreed that this should say in the Mishneh. So that means a Mishneh is not an opinion of one Talmud Chochem. A Mishneh is the opinion of Kol Chachmei Yisrael. So now, an Amoire wants to say like this, the Mishneh says, Faker, he's abgefrekt. He's chaylik with Kol Chachmei Yisrael. But he says, if you'll find a abstract Tanya, not in a Mishneh, that says like this, so he says like this, an Amoire can say Faker. An Amoire cannot ding sich with a Mishneh, an Amoire can ding sich with a Tanya. That's what Rabbi Chanan brings from Rab Chaim. So, L'chayre, so I really don't appreciate the first parrots. The nizrka mipi chabura, the kom aina chabura shel tanoim. There was a chabura of tanoim. A chabura of tanoim, I don't think, is as choshev as a baraisa. A chabura, there was a chabura of tanoim that held like that. I mean, a baraisa was an official gathering of the Chachmei Yisrael, and they made the baraisis. A chabura shel tanoim, it's also a Yehuda va'oid lekro. Ashtikal ha'ore. Veri tirets mishum de baraisa de lael lai misnaye bei rabchiye v'rabayshiye. So it wasn't an official baraisa. So then, he had to bring, therefore, so maybe it wasn't an authentic baraisa. So mamel, that's what he brought down. Nizrika mipi chabur al koponim da meroim said the same halach. Boi minei rav mirebi. Rav est shaila from Rebbe, a very lomdish shaila. He tinoi chaveiroi oichlin umashkin. Reuben put on Shimon oichlin umashkin. Vahoitzion lechutz. And now Shimon walks out with these oichlin umashkin. So what is the story over here? The story over here was that Reuben picked up the chafeitzim. L'chayre, Reuben made an akire, and he put it on Shimon's shoulders. Now Shimon is holding these oichlim amashkin, and Shimon is b'rishus hayochid. Now Shimon goes out in the rishus harabim. So l'chayre, Shimon was never oiker the oichlim amashkin mimkaimam, that Reuben did. But Shimon just walked out with them. Is mahu, what is the halacha? Akiras gufoi kakiras chayfetz mimkoi meidomi. So that he's oiker his guf is equivalent to akiras chayfetz mimkoi moi. It's ki'ilo he was oiker the chayfetz mimkoi. It all says achshivis of an akire. That means, even though theoretically the chayfetz did not move, that means the chayfetz is on him. He's moving. The chayfetz, he wasn't oiker the chayfetz. Min kaimoi. No, the chayfetz is oimed olav, and he's moving. Is, do we say, akiras gufoi ka akiras chayfetz min kaimoi domi? Is that considered ki'ilu he made a maisa akira on the chayfetz? Umechayet. Oidum oloi. Maybe that is not called an akira. Pashtus to be mamtik v'shaila. The shaila is, since meleches oitzo needs an akire, so the shaila is this considered an akire?
that means that Tzicha went out of the Rishus HaYochid. That's no Shaila. But in order to be Mechayiv, you have to be Oiker the Chayfetz. Is Akira's Gufoy considered Akira on the Chayfetz? We find a similar halacha, Rochuv Kemahalach. If someone is riding on a behemoth, and the behemoth is a mahalach, so it's called I'm also a mahalach. I am sitting, I'm not doing anything. Rochuv Kemahalach. So the pula that he did with his goof, the Akiris HaGuf, so even though the pula is done with his goof, maybe there's a locha kakiris chayvitz mimkoy, my dummy, or mechayev oidul moloy. Or maybe not. Maybe it's not considered an Akira. Or maloy. So Rebbe told him, chayev. You're chayev. And Teich HaDvorim, he mentioned Akasha, and he said a teret. You'll ask me, Akasha, what is this different than Yodai? We'll see in Rashi what the Kash is. And what the by time, Gufoi, Nayach, Yodai, Loi Nayach. Now let us see Rashi. Hitinoi Chaveiroi, Shahoyo Gufoi Birshus HaYochid. This person was standing Birshus HaYochid. V'hitinoi chaveiroi, and the chaver put on oichlun a mashkin on him. The ihu gufei le'okamidi. He wasn't oiker the chayfetz mimkoim. He wasn't oiker the chayfetz from the Rishus HaYochid. And he put on him oichlun a mashkin, uche de milsen okat. Dover hatzorich l'shabes. The derch bnei odom l'isasek behen b'shabes. So he put on oichlun a mashkin on this person. Akiras gufoi sheokar es raglov min habayis. So his goof left the house. La'acher shenitom. Is this kakiras chayfetz or not? So Rebbe told him yochayiv, ve'einoi doime liyodai. So now Rashi explains what the kashe that Rebbe had. We have in our Mishneh that if when the Oni stuck in his hand into the Rishus HaYochid, and the Balabos put the Chayfetz into the Oni's hand, and the Oni took it out, so this case was that the Pturim, Potter Avalosa, the Bailim made the Akire, and he made the Hanoche, but it is not considered that he made an Akire. So the Shaila is L'chayre, the Yad Ha'oni, Hapshuta Lifnim, what is that different than if a person is standing Bifnim and someone puts on him a Chayfetz? You just told me Akiris HaGuf is a locher like Akiris HaChayfetz, even though he didn't make it, even though he wasn't Oiker the Chayfetz B'mkoymi, someone put the Chayfetz on him. But that alone that he took out, to pulling out his Guf, to walking out, it's considered like he made an Akir on the Chayfetz also. So here the Oni did the same thing. The Oni took out his hand, so there was an Akiras Hayat, and he took it out from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. So just like Akiras Guf, like Akiras Chayfetz, Akiras Yodi should also be like Akiras Chayfetz. That Kasher Rebbe wanted to emphasize. So Rebbe said, Ve'einoi doime liyodai. Now, there are three ways with the way you can learn Pshat and Rashi, so we'll learn one way at a time. Ve'ene doyme liyodai hapshuta lifnim, ve'gufay lechutz. If the Oni is standing outside, and he stretched his hand inside, ve'nosam balabayis lesoicha, the potter beitane de mesnisan af la'oni sheitzi, the Oni is also potter. So it's no dimyon. Yodai loinayich. So the Ramban learns Pshat, and seems Taisus also learned this Pshat and Rashi, Yodei Loinayich, because the Yad is not laying on the floor. The Yad is in the middle of the Rishus. Hilkach, ki haitziya loy okamidi. Since it wasn't noch al ha'oretz, the Yad wasn't noch, so there's no akire. That means the chayfetz, when it finds itself biyodai shelo oni, this chayfetz is not munach b'shus hayochid anymore. Why isn't it munach b'shus hayochid? Because the yad ha'oni is not munach b'shus hayochid. the Yad HaOni is in the middle of the, is in the middle of the Rishus. Hilkach ki Yitziyah, so when he took out his hand, Loi Okamid, he didn't take anything out of a Rishus HaYochid because it wasn't Munach in the Rishus HaYochid. Vein derech Yitzo, b'loi Akirev HaNoche, you have to have Akirev HaNoche. So therefore, since it wasn't Munach in the Rishus HaYochid, so there was no Akirev. Guf Oinai, but when he put the Chayfetz, and when Reuven put the Eichlem Mamashkin on Shimon, so Shimon is standing in the Rishus HaYochid. Guf Oinai Chal Gabi Kalke. There the Yad is Noch Chal Gabi Kalke. So Memele, if it's Noch, so now it's called Noch Rishus HaYochid. So by going out of the Rishus HaYochid, Vahavi Akire. This is called an Akire. So the Ramban says, according to Rashi, what will the halacha be if his hand will take be on the floor? So then ain't a chanami. Then the oni will take be chayiv. If the hand is take or toich gimul la'oretz, so it's take munach, it's take munach ba'oretz, so then it's called noch b'shus hayochid. So then, by taking out his hand, even though he never was oikir the chayvitz mim koimoy, but we'll say akiras yodoy, kakiras chayvitz domi. Lishna achrine, yodoy boso gufe greire. There's another loshen. The other loshen is, and we'll learn al pi dalkoi, this shel harashba mistome, that it was, and the Ramban also brings down the Shloshan, that it is not called, the Yad is not called Noch Bershus HaYochid, not because it's not on the ground, no, because since the Gufa Odom is Bershus HaRabim, so you cannot say that the Chayvitz is called Noch Bershus HaYochid, because since the Chayvitz is on his Yad, and the Yad is Nigrar, Bosor, the Guf, we cannot say, and the Guf is not Noch B'Shus HaYochid, so we cannot say that the Chayfetz is Noch B'Shus HaYochid. Lishna Achine Yodoy Bosor Gufo Greir. So according to this Loshen, so then the Lomdis would be, even though it's Munach Ba'oretz, it also would not be considered an Akire, because as the lomdus of Yodei Bosa Gufa Grire, it is not called Noch Bershus HaYochid. So Rashi says, Loi Garsinin, the Yiseirehi. It's extra, it's superfluous. So according to the Ramban Be'etzim, it is not pshat that it's extra, it's a different pshat. Not that Rashi is speaking too mildly. Rashi is saying, you're not goyis this, the Yisairehi, because it's extra, it's not necessary. This is a different pshat. First Rashi said the lomdus was Gufay Nayach al Gabi Kalke and Yodah is Loi Nayach al Gabi Kalke. This is a new pshat, this is a different pshat. So the Rashba wants to say pshat in Rashi that Rashi did not mean because Yodah Loi Nayach al Gabi Kalke. That's not the kevot. That what the Gemara says, Gufa Yodai Loinayich is because Yodai Bosa Gufa Grigh. That's what the Gemara meant, Yodai Loinayich. Yodai Loinayich means the Yad is not Noch in the Rishus HaYochid because the Guf is in the Rishus HaRab. So Memele, you don't have to say Yodai Bosa Gufa Grigh. Yodai Loinayich, that's enough. You don't have to explain it, Yodai Bosa Gufa Grigh. The Yisairi. So according to the second shot, because that's how the Rashba says Pshat and Rashi. The Rashba says Pshat and Rashi, that what Rashi holds, it is not Noch, is because the Lomdus of Yodei Bosa Gufa Greire, but the Gemara, even by saying Yodei Leinayich, that's sufficient. The Yad is not Noch B'Shus HaYochid, because it's Nigra Bosa the Guf, which is in the Rishus HaRab, and therefore it's not called Noch B'Shus, therefore it's not called Anakirim. Al Koponim, according to these two pshatim in Rashi, pshat is that why isn't this called an akire? Because it's not Noch B'Shus HaYochid. and we're just saying svaris, why isn't considered noch b'shus ayochid? Either because the yad is not munach ala kalke, that's how the Ramban learns, or according to the Rashba, it is not called noch b'shus ayochid, because the goof is not in the same rishus, therefore it is not called noch b'shus ayochid. There's one more mahalach in Rashi, gor a different mahalach in Rashi. The Rosh Yosef and the Pnei Yeshua seem to learn pshat in Rashi as follows. Because there is a shverikait in Rashi, Rashi says, Yodei loy nayich, hilkach ki haitziya loy okar midi, there was not an akire, vein derech haitzo beloy akire vahanochet. Rashi would seem the chesoron is, it's missing the akire. You need the akire. The way we are learning pshat, it's, the chesoron isn't the akire. It wasn't noch. So in the mele, there was no akire. Rashi will tell us, always give us the chesoron is in the maisa akire. The Reish Yosef wants to say another pshat in Rashi. The Reish Yosef wants to say as follows. The Gemara is making a chilek between akiras gufoi in Akiras Yodoi. Akiras Gufay means if a person is oiker his goof, that is called a choshive akire. So Akiras Gufay ka Akiras Chayvitz Domi. So whatever, since he made a choshive akire with his goof, so memele that is ki'ilu he made an akire on the Chayvitz. But over here, since he only made an akire with his yad, not with his goof is standing in Yen Rishus. His goof is kviya v'kayme. Akiras yodoi lav ka akiras chayfetz domi. So the Gemara means to say as follows, yodoi loy nayich, the yad is not, no, if the yad would be noch and he moved the yad, that means the goof is nayich. And the goof is staying in one place. The goof lemaise never was neka. So the akiras hayat, since the goof is kavua, the goof is noch, and the only was oikir the yad, so akiras hayat is not called an akira. So that means the chesorin is in the maisa akira. That is the problem over here. You have to make a choshiva akira. Akiras hayat is not called an akira. That is a third way to learn pshat and Rashi. We'll see in Tosfos. Tosfos could be also learned in one mahalach like this. Now let us see Tosfos. Akiras gufay ka akiras chayfetz domi oiloi. Nira l'ri, da hoche nami motzi l'mi boi, l'inyin hanoche. We can clear the same shaila, just like every haitzah needs an akira, every haitzah needs a hanoche. And just like we're clearing a shaila, b'poil, he was not oiker the chayfetz. So is the akiras gufay, is kakiras chayfetz domi, so b'poil he wasn't meiniach the chayfetz either in the other issues. It was just hanoches gufoy. So the Ri says, d'hochi nami motzi l'mi boi linyan hanoche. The shaila, if that what is done in the chayfetz, what is done b'gufoy, it's ki'ilu done in the chayfetz, it is be'etzim koilu say akirin say hanoche. Kigoyin. Shahoitzi chayfetz l'shus harabim. He walked out in the shus harabim. V'omad shom lofush nistudim. V'loi henichoy al gabi kake. Is that considered ki'ilu he was meinech the chayfetz al gabi kake? Im hanoches gufay havek hanoches chayfetz oiloi. That is what Taisvah says. So when you saw the Gemara chapped on only one nekude, but really the shayla is negeya sayakir and sayanoch. Umimasnis and diktoni. Oy sheno talmi toicho. So Taisvah's lecher, we have enough in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says the oni took out from the hand of the balabos. He made an akira from the yata balabos. Vahoitzi, and he took it out. Ha'oni chayit. It does not say that the oni put it down on the kalke, just as he took it out of the reshus hayochit. So lecheira we see klo hanochas gufoi kanochas chayvetz domi. Lekelem mivshit. So it's nothing. The ikelem ukmei shenichay al gabi kalke. That means if you hold hanochas gufoi, lav kanochas chayvetz domi, so Mamei will have to learn pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about, that he put it on the kalke. And if we remember, Rashi in the Mishnah, Taki says that Rashi says that he put it up evi nichoi. Rashi says that Rabbi Kevegah says Rashi is like the Ri, because Rashi wanted to avoid the Shail of the Gemara. The Mishnah we can learn shot that he was Menichet al Gabi Kalke. The Tosfos Yeshanim says Varashba Pirish Danoche Pshitalei Vafilohochi Boye Alakire.
The
Rashba says that the lomdus of the Rashba is the Iker Melocha Vaitzor is the Akire. The Hanoche does not need all the halachas of all the Chomodika halachas. The Gemara wants to say a svara later that you need an Akire from a Mokim Dalit. You don't need a Hanoche and a Mokim Dalit. Hanoche is gringer than Akire.
So the Rashba wants to say that the Gemara always knew that Hanoches Gufoik Hanoches Chayfetz Domi.
By Hanoche, it's not so chomer. The whole Shaila was only by Akira. So we have a Machlokes, the Rashba and the Ri.
Vim Toima, Frek Taisves, so we have here a Shaila. Rebbe was Poshit the Shaila, Misvara de Navshe. Frek Taisves, Amayloi Poshit Mimas Nisen, Luchayret's enough in the Mishneh. Diktoni lo yeitze hachayit b'machtoi, hachayit should not be wearing his needle on his beged, shema yishkach v'yeitze. Maybe it will still be mechubat his beged, so Shabbos will go out with the machet on the beged. V'i akiris gufei lav kakiris chayfetz domi, if this is not called an akire, so it comes out, even he'll go out Shabbos with the machet. So it's only an Akiras Gufay, which is not an Akiras Chayfetz. So the whole thing is only Asami the Rabbanon. So the whole thing is Asami the Rabbanon. So why did Chazal make a Gzeire? Lo Yeitze Hachayit B'machtoi Shema Yishkach V'Yeitze. The whole thing is a Gzeire L'Gzeire. Amai Lo Yeitze Bo, Ho Lo Yimotzi L'Meisil De'Yisil V'Raisil. So the whole thing is a Gzeire L'Gzeire. V'yesh Lo Yimad Afilu Hochi Oschu Rabbanon. Yeah, even though the whole Isser is Ad Rabbonim, could be they were Machma by this Inyan, and they were Machma. So we can't prove it from the Mishnah.
My time, Yodoy Loinayich. Yodoy Loinayich. Nira Leri. So we had a few Pshotim in Rashi. Nira Leri, Keloshen Acher, the Gores, Yodoy, the Bosso, Gufe Greire, Boi Akire. Gufe loi boi Akire. So the Reish Yosef seems to learn pshat in this Ri that the means as follows. The Yad, which is not as choshev as the Guf, it's Nigra Boso the Guf. So Memele, if the Yad has to make an Akire, Mamish on the Chayfetz. It is not sufficient the Akiris HaYad should be Choshev Kakiris HaChayfetz. Because the Yad is not an entity Bifnei Atzmoy. It's Bosa Gufi Greire. And the Guf was not Nekar Min Koimoy. So therefore, you need an Akir on the Chayfetz. Gufoy, but if there's an Akir in the Guf, Loi Boi Akir. So the Gemara is saying there's a chilik between Akiris HaYad and Akiris HaGuf. Agav Uche, according to this pshat, we should picture it. The Rosh holds like this pshat, and this, the Rosh says as follows. If a person is standing in a Rishus HaYochid, and someone puts something in his hand, and he goes and takes it out and puts it in the Rishus HaRabim, the Rosh says this person is not a Mechalo Shabbos. And that is this lumdis. Because an Akiras since he wasn't Oike the Chayvetz Mimkoimoy, and the Guf is Oimed Bimkoimoy, Akiras HaYad is not considered Akiras HaChayvetz. That is L'chayre, this Lomdus will be in the first Lashon of Tosfos. Ulamai de Gores Nami Yodei Loinayich, if you're a Goyres, that it is not Noch, that the Chesorin is, because not the Chesorin is in the Akir of the Yad. No, the chesaron is because the yad is not noch, so there wasn't an akire from a hanoche. Before Shri, deine mishum, the bosa gufay gore. So this second pshat is like the Rashba's pshat in Rashi, that why is it not considered noch in the Rishus HaYochid? Because since yodai bosa gufay gore, so therefore it is not considered noch b'Rishus HaYochid. The Rashi pirish, Rashi said, Yodoi loinayich al gabri kalke. Now, Tosfos learned Pshat and Rashi, that Rashi is telling us a yesod. That since the yad is not noch al gabri kalke, so whatever is in the yad is not considered noch in the rishus. Mashmet. So according to Rashi's lomdis, afelu hu v'yodoi b'mokei mecha, according to Rashi, afelu a person is standing in one mokim, v'nosen loy chaveiroi l'soich yodoi, and someone will put in his hands, so v'hoitzi potem. Tosfos understood pshat and Rashi, that Rashi holds that whatever is found in the yad is not considered noch in the rishus. If someone puts something on someone's shoulder, so since this person is standing on the floor, so he's a noch al ha'aretz, so memeles, so the shoulders is so his goof is on the floor, so the shoulders is called also. There you say that it's hanoch as goof, hanoch as chayfetz domi. But the yad is an entity bifnei atzmoi, and the yad is never noch. So if someone puts something in a yad of someone else, so it never was noch in the rishus, to that it found itself in his yad, so memeil it'll never be yechiyah babakira. That's how Tosfos understood pshat and Rashi. Agav uche, the Ramban and Rashba said Rashi never meant this. Rashi was only speaking about if the goof was in a different rishus. If the goof was in the same rishus, so you say, so the yad is a din noch agav haguf. That's what the Ramban and Rashi and Rashba say, but Tosfos did not learn like that. Tosfos learned according to the Rashi, whatever one has in a yad is never called noch in the rishus. Ve'inire, the bechol inyan sheitinei chaveiroi. The Gemara says that he put chafeitzim on the chava bein al kseifoi bein al yodoi v'hoitzi chaye. There should be no difference if he put it on his shoulders or he put it in his hand. And Tosfos proves it. Al kolchoch, something that is found biyata odom, is called noch in the rishus. Doktoni, we learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah that if the oni took out of the hand of the balabos, the oni is chayiv. So l'chay refrektach Tosfos, where was the chayfetz before the oni took it out? The chayfetz was in the hand of the balabos. So according to Rashi, the hand of the balabos is never considered noch. So why is the oni chayiv? So you see klal that the hand of the balabos is zicher called noch if it's in the same rishus. Alma hanochas chayvitz biyad balabayis shehu v'yodei b'shus achas avi hanochas. There's no shaila about that. That a yad that is in the same rishus of the goof avi hanochas midechayiv ha'oni she'oke miyad balabayis v'kivin da'avi hanochas k'sh'oike goof imzeshe b'yodei ha'oike mimokim hanochas. So just like I proved to you that if it was in the hand of the balabos and the oni took it out of the hand, it's called that the oni made an akirim. Hu adin. If the balabos someone put it into the hand of the oni and the oni walked out, it'll also be considered an akirim anoche. So that's what Tosfos says, that's less man de poli. If the goof and the yad are in the same rishus, less man de poli, that we say that it is considered munach ba'oretz. And Tosfos understood, according to Rashi, it is not considered munach ba'oretz. Now let us go a little further. Amalei Rav Chiya l'Rav. So Rav Chiya told over to Rav. Rav was the one that asked Rabbi Yashayla, what is the halacha of akiras gufa k'akiras chayfet? So Rav Chiya criticized Rav. Bar Pichsi. Pichsi is a loshin gedolim. Pechos is a loshin asar. Bar Pichsi, you're a son of gedolim, but lo yamin aloch. Didn't I tell you? Ki koi rebi b'hai mesechte lo tishai lei b'mesechte achite. What right did you have to ask Rebbe the shaila? Rebbe at this time was not learning mesechte Shabbos. And you asked Rebbe such a shaila. Dume lav adaitei. maybe he won't know. The love, the Rebbe Gavra Rabbehu, if Rebbe wouldn't have been a Gavra Rabbe, Kisavta, you would have been Mevayishim. The Mishani Locho Shinuyo, the love Shinuyo. He would have told you a teretz that's not correct. But now, Lamaisa, Rebbe is given a Gavra Rabbe. So, Memeila, Rebbe told you the correct teretz. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Hoyaton Oichlin Umashkin Miboid Yoim, Voitzion Lochutz Mishach Sheicha, that Miboid Yoim, he had put on himself Oichlin Umashkin, and he went out Mishach Sheicha, Chayev. Because we say, Akira's gufoi, Akira's chayfetz domi. The Akira he made by day. He's not mechuyi for the Akira by day. So, because we say, Akira's gufoi, Akira's chayfetz domi, lefi she'enoi doime liyodai. So the Baraisa says that this chilik that Rabbeinu HaKadosh made between yodai and Akira's gufoi, so the Baraisa said it. So he had a taina to Rav, but you shouldn't take such a gamble to ask someone such a shaila, given the loikoi b'hai mesechte. There's a medik Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, I mean, what pshat? A Talmud Chacham is called someone that you could ask in all over. That's called a Talmud Chacham. A filibim mesechte scholar. That's called a Talmud Chacham. So you can't ask Rebbe. Rebbe was learning Bab Metzia them, so you can't ask him on Hilchah Shabbos. You have to wait till the next Masa. And what was the Taina to Rav? Number one, and number two, the Chassam Sofer asks the Lashna Gemara is very shver. The Gemara says the Mishani Lecha Shinuya the Lav Shinuya. He'll tell you. So the Chassam Sofer says as follows that Be'etzim. The Taina on Rav was as follows. There was Zicher a Ha'ore in this Shaila of Akiras Gufoi, ka Akiras Chayfetz Domi. We have a stira from the Mishnah. The Mishnah by Stois, that Akiras Yad, love ka Akiras Chayfetz Domi. That's for sure. So we have to know, is there a chilik between Yodai and Gufoi? There's no chilik between Yodai and Gufoi. So Rav, Als Menschlichkeit, Rav should have told him, when he asked the Shaila, Rav should have told him the problems. What's Akira's goof? Is it different? Mention the problem of Yav. Rabbeinu HaKadosh is not in the Masechta now. That means if you put in front of him the Tzodei HaShaila, by Akira's Yodai we see it's like this. By Akira's Gufoi, what is Akira's Gufoi different? And not if you tell him that Stodei HaShaila, so then, even though Rabbeinu HaKadosh is not the Masechta, but he hears the Shaila, so he could be Machia. You went up, so he didn't mention the Shaila at all. You mentioned, what is it by Akira's Gufoi? So Memele, so that's him, Rebbe was a guy, Hapto Ishir Kasha. That means what's gonna be, he's gonna tell you a psak, and then you're gonna go, hey, what's with the Mishnah? So you have Rebbe, since Rebbe was not in the Masechta, he didn't have all the stiris to the Psak. So Memele, he would have to answer you a Doichik Teres. I mean, you're putting him in a spot, he'd have to answer you a Doichik Teres. So the Menschlichkeit should have been, you should have told him, not ask him the Kasha plain with Machen sich wissendig, the Tzdodei HaShaila. You should have mentioned already, the from Dakiris Yodai we see Nitazai. That was the time of Rabbeinu HaKadosh was a Gavre Rabbe, so Mele he already at Oiskechav there's a problem from Akiras Yodai. Rabbeinu HaKadosh said, Afal Pikein, Leidomi Liyodai. Zogt Rashi, Bar Pichsi Ben Gedoilim, Leite Shaila, Kloimel, She'en Liboi Lemesechta Zu, the Leid is not in this Mesechta, Shema Yisbayish. Mi Bo'oid Yoin, so the Gemara brings up Bereis. Mamish what Rabbeinu HaKadosh said, it says in the Bereis. Tahainu dumye deitinu chaveire b'shabes. Dohoche vohoche leke akire de iser gabei. There is no akira of iser gabei. Sheine doime le yodai. And it is not similar to yodai apshuta lifnim vegufe lechutz v'nosan chaveire l'soiche. So the Bereis says, mamish dishtik toich. Toisvitz. Hoyaton oichlin umashkin mi ba'oid yoim. So he had put on himself oichlin umashkin. So Taisva says Sha'omad lofush michasheicha airi. It is speaking about that after he had put it on, let's say, Philo, he was walking around the whole day, so Lamais, it has to become munach in the Rishus HaYochid. So Taisvis says, Sha'omad lofush michasheich al koponim. When it was night, it was Omad Lofush. Omad Lofush means he stood to rest. So then when he stood to rest, so we have Aloche, Hanochas Gufoi, Kanochas Chayfetz Domi. So Memelo, when he goes out, he's Chayef. The Beloy Omad, if Lemaise, he put it on, Miboy Yoim, and he never stood in one place, it was never Omad Lofush, Loy Mechayef, then he won't be Mechuyef. Aval gav dakires gufoi ka akires chayfetz domi. Even though akires aguf is equivalent to akires achayfetz, aboloi botla akiro rishayna. But the chayfetz never was munach. Since he was oiket from the reshus hayochin, we boi yoim, it never became tzrik noch reshus hayochin. So memele, so he wouldn't be mechayiv. It has to become now once again munach reshus hayochin. Kida omar lekamon, the Gemara says later, the halacha is, once nai of Akira is, that when a person picks up the chayfetz, he has to have an intent to take it out of the rishus. That is called an Akira. What if a person is mafane chafetz of mizovis lezovis? He picked up the chayfetz, and he didn't have an intent to take it out of his rishus. He wanted to put it in a different corner of the house. Mafana chafetz of mizovis lezovis. And he's walking around with the chafetz. V'nimlach aleihem lahoitzio. And now he decides to take it out of the house. Potter. So he is potter. Shloi hoisa akire mishor rishoyna lekach. Because the first akire was not with an intent to take it out. And since that akire never became noch again in the rishus hayochid. So therefore he's not mechuyev if he took it out now. So you see, Kol's man, if there was once an Akire, and it never was noch bin Tayim, so there's no Nuchi of Akire. So Taisvah says, so we have to say that this Barais is speaking about, that even when he picked up the Chafetzim and he put it on himself with Bo'ed Yoim, when it became Shabbos, it was Omad Lofush, he stood to rest, so then there was a Haloche, Hanochas gufay kanochas chayfetz domi. So then later when he goes out in Shabbos, he's chayiv because akiras aguf kakiras achayfetz. V'nokat mi boid yoim. Now Tosfos says, why did the Tanna have to specify that he put on the chafetzim mi boid yoim? Lashmiinon, akiras gufay kakiras chayfetz domi. So the Tanna, since he made the Akirim Ibo'oid Yoim, so now I know, why are you Chayef? You can't say he's Mechuyef for the previous Akire. He was Akirim Ibo'oid Yoim, it was Erev Shabbos. So now I know that Akira's Gufay, Akira's Chayefetz, Tommy. But if you'll say that he put it on, Mishachsheicha, he put on the Chafetzim on himself, in Shabbos, v'omad lofush, and then he stood, and then he walked out, loy hoyo mashme midi, then I would not know that akiris gufoy kakiris chayfetz. Tafilu hi akire v'hanoches gufoy lehavi akire v'hanochem. Because afilu you say akire v'hanoche is not called an akire v'hanoche, chayev mishum akiro rishoyne. So Tosfos says as follows. If the Tanna would have said that he put on the chafetzim on himself when it was Laila, so then I would not have any heichocha whatsoever that akiris gufay kakiris chayfetz. I could say punfaker, akiris gufay lav kakiris chayfetz, hanoches gufay lav kanoches chayfetz, and he's mechuyev because of the akira he made by picking up the chayfetz. Before he picked up the chayfetz, so and now he goes out with the chayfetz, so he's mechuyev als the akira of the akiras achayfetz mimkoymai. I have no proof whatsoever, akiras gufayk akiras chayfetz. Therefore, the Beraisa said that he picked it up mi boid yoim. So als the akira that he made boid yoim, mizichanat chayim. So kochach is mechuyev als takiras haguf. There's just one stickel amiradika ha'ore that Rabbi Kivege says he does not understand Taisvis. Rabbi Kivege says as follows. We just mentioned the ha'ore. We have here a shaila in the Gemara. Is akiras gufay ka akiras chayfetz? Is anochas gufay ka anochas chayfetz? So we explained the shaila. The shaila was, is this called a maisa akira? Is this called a maisa anoche? Heitzon is akira vanoche? Is it called a maisa akira maisa anoche? L'chayre, there's a tremendous kash over here. The Gemara says that if the oni took it out of the hand of the balabos, the oni is chayef. So l'chayre, the shaila is, if you say hanochas gufoy, lav kanochas chayfetz domi, so the chayfetz was never munach by the balabos. So why is the oni chayef? And here the Gemara is a shaila, do you say hanochas gufoy kanochas chayfetz domi? So zut Rabbi Kivege, so you have to say that if there's two shailas, if you, the shailas on the chayfetz is zichanoch, that's no shaila. If someone is holding a chayfetz, and he's not moving, so the chayfetz is called noch in the Rishus HaYochid. The Gemara's whole shaila is in the pu'ule, that in of Meleches Haitzor, that you have to make a maisa kire, a maisa noch, is that called I made a maisa noch, is it called I made a maisa kire? That is the shaila of the Gemara. But if the, al gabi the etzem chayfetz, the etzem chayfetz is zichen noch. So therefore, Rabbi Kivege says he doesn't understand Tosfos. Tosfos says that could be that if you hold Anochas Gufay Lavka Anochas Chayfetz Domi, so he'll be Mechuyev for the previous Akire. In fact, Rabbi Kivege, Afilo Anochas Gufay Lavka is not like Anochas Chayfetz, so she's not Mechuyev, that's not called a Maisa Anoche, but the Chayfetz is Zichen Noch. If the chayvitz is zicher noch, so zicher was nisbatel the previous akire, so therefore he cannot be mechuyev als the previous akire. That is Rabbi Kivege's kasha on Tosfos. Let us go to the next sugya. A new sugya. Omar Abaye. Pshita li yodoi shel odom, eino loike rishus harabim, v'loi kereshus ha'yochid. Kereshus ha'rabim loidomi miyodoi da'oni, kereshus ha'yochid loidomi miyodoi da'balabayis. Now let us see Rashi, what Abaye is saying. Omar Abaye, pshito li, mimas nisen, di yodoi shel odom, ha'pshuto l'reshus ha'cheres. A person, let's say, is standing in a Rishus HaRabim. The Oni is standing in the Rishus HaRabim. And he sticks his hand into a Rishus HaYochid. Now, so Abaye said, there's no doubt in my mind that the hand that is in the Rishus HaYochid is not Nigrar Boser de Guf to have a loch of a Rishus HaRabim. The Yodei Shalodom Apshutei Rishus HaCheres Legamri. It does not have the aloha of the goof. Liyais kirshus shuhu oimed bo. That is, if his hand is in another rishus, the hand does not have this, the aloha of the rishus that he is standing. Bein shuhu rishus ayochid, bein shuhu rishus arabim. Wherever he is standing, the yad, which is in a different rishus, does not take over the same halachis of the goof. Kishus ha-rabim lo-idomi mi-yodai da-oni. Diktoni mas-nisn. We learned in the Mishnah, d'chinotal balabayis mi-toicha potter. The one of the cases in the Mishnah was that the oni put his hand into a reshus ha-yochid, and the balabos took it out of the hand of the oni. So the Mishnah says in such a case, they're both potter. The Oni made the Yakire, and the Balabos made the Hanochim. So L'chayre, if the Yad Ha'oni would have the Halacha of his goof that is Bershus HaRabim, so L'chayre, why is the Balabos Potter? The Balabos took out a Chayfetz from a Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. So we see that the Yad Ha'oni Hanimtza Birshus HaYochid does not have the halachis of his guf. And in other words, it's not considered a Rishus HaRab. Rishus HaYochid Loidami. And the Rishus HaYochid Loidami Imshuta Rishus HaRab. If the Balabos sticks out his hands into the Rishus HaRabim, his hand does not have a din of a Rishus HaYochid. Miyodai the Balabayis. Diktani notal oni mitaicha pota. If the hand of the balabos would have a din of Rishus HaYochid, the oni would be chayv. Al koponim, so Abaye said as follows. If a person is standing in one Rishus, and his hand is in another Rishus, the hand is zicha chaylik Rishus bifnei atzmai, it is not considered like the same Rishus that the goof is. That we see from the Mishnah. Boy Abaye, so now Abaye cleared the shailim. Yodai shel odo mahu shetei osa ki kalmelis. Since we saw that the yad of a odo that is in a different rishus does not have the same halachas as the rishus of the guf, so maybe it has a halacha of a kalmelis. Mi kansu rabbonon ladure legabei, did the rabbonon cancel him? That he's not permitted to schlep back his hand, oiloi. So let us speak oisaveinik what the shail of the Gemara is. The shail of the Gemara is as follows. A person is standing in a Rishus HaYochid, and he sticks his hand out into Rishus HaRabim, and he's holding something. He's holding Peiris, and he sticks his hand out into the Rishus HaRabim. So we just said a minute ago, his hand is not a Rishus HaYochid. Because of a Raya, if someone will take it out of his hand, he won't be called, he was like from a Rishus HaYochid. So the hand does not have the same halacha as the Rishus HaGuf. So the Gemara declares a Shaila, so maybe we consent this person, we'll see Rashi why to consent him, we consent this person, and we gave his hand, that is in a different Rishus, a halacha of a Karmelis. So, midarabonon, we will assume now that the chayfetz is in a karmelis. He's in a rishus hayochid. So, if he'll bring back his hand from the rishus harabim into the rishus hayochid, it is considered that he took in peiris from a karmelis to a rishus hayochid. And the whole inyan is begeder knas. Now, let us see Rashi. Boy abaye, hashte de chazinim. Now we see the lav basel gufay shadinelo, that the yad does not have the same halacha of the guf, leinyan ichiyuvim mideraise, that we say it's not considered a rishus hayochid, that if someone will take from the yad abalabayis, it won't be considered he's taken from a rishus hayochid. Alma ifleg rishuso, the rishus of the yad is considered different than the rishus of the guf. Is mi achma lo rabbonon, well the rabbonon machmer on this person, le mehevi kalmelis, that now his hand, which he stuck out into a different rishus, does a hev aloch of a kalmelis. Now Rashi explains the shayla. Hey, chedohoi shit yodai mileyo, he stuck out a hand that's full of chafetzim. Lushus achere, so if the hand in the different rishus has aloch of a kalmelis, lo yachzireno etzloi, so he's now not permitted to bring it back because he's taking from a kalmelis to rishus hayochid. And what's going to be? Utehekach pshuta shetechshach. He'll have to hold his hand there till meitzoi Shabbos. Fafalin. Why? The kiv and the lavos gufa greater. Since we see that the hand does not have a shame rishus hayochid. Nasis lo rishus acheres midarabon. So we will give the hand a different rish midarabonon. If it's not called a rishus hayochid, we'll give it a different rishus. The gozer rishus midibrahim. According to the rabbonons, there's rishuye is the rabbonon. In the Torah, there's only two rishuyes. So rishus hayochid and rishus harabim. Anything else is not a rishus. It's a mokim ptur. And you can take from a mokim ptur to anywhere. But the Rabbonin said, no, there's other Rishuyes. There's a Karmelis. The Gozer Rishus Midivreim L'Shabbos, She'osa Lahachnis Olohoitzi Mimenu L'Shus HaYochid L'Shus HaRabim. Ushmoy Karmelis. The Chachomim said there is a third Rishus, that is the Rishus Bifnei Atzmoy, and one is not permitted to take from a kamos to Rishus HaYochid and not to Rishus HaRab. Kedesanyin bepirkin, dalad Rishuyes l'Shabbos. Kamelis, what is the translation of kamelis? Yoshin, loshin, yaroi v'kalmiloi. Yaroi is a forest and kalmiloi is a field. She'enoi loi hiluch tomid l'rabim. It is not a Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is a place where Rabim go keseda. V'loi tashmis Rishus HaYochid. It is not a mokim shimush of a Rishus HaYochid. It's in between. It's a sode. So this sode is, one is not permitted to take from the sode to a Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara Sabai declared, Mikon Suo, did they cancel this person? So Rashi says, why should you cancel him? What did he do wrong? He did a gevaldik kavla, this person. This person made an akira on the peiris. We learned if a person makes an akira, that is also. It could also lideichi yivchatos. So he did an avla by sticking it out. So Mamela, perhaps we should cancel him now. We should cancel him, the knas will be, that will put on his hand a shame karmelis. That's why the Gemara says, ki karmelis. Mashe teyosa ki karmelis. That means it's me'iker adin, it's not a karmelis. No, but teyres knas will give it a shame karmelis. And will say it has a shame karmelis, and therefore he's not allowed to bring back his hand. Bikansu rabona ladur legabei oiloi. That was the shaila of Abaye. Toshima, so the Gemara brings two beraises. One beraise says, "Hoy so yodoy meleya peiris, boitzio lechutz." Amish this case. A person's hand was meleya peiris and he stuck it outside. Tonicha de osel achzira. We learned to one beraise, he's not allowed to bring back his hand. The toni idach mutel achzira. We learned in another beraise, he's permitted to bring back his hand. My love, so the Gemara wanted to say, this is the machloikes, the two beraises. Mamishin Abayis Shaila. The mar sovar ki karmelis domye. One berais holds they cancelled him, and therefore they gave it a din of a karmelis. Mar sovar lav ki karmelis domye. They did not cancel him, and the male does not have a din of a karmelis. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. So the Gemara wants to say, no. You cannot be poishit the Abaye Shaila from these two baraises. Loi. The Kuli Yaume ki Kamalas Domi. Could be both baraises hold. It is a Kamalas. Aye, so what is Pshat in the baraise that said that he, what is Pshat in the baraise that said he's not allowed to be Marzer Yodoi? He's not allowed to bring, what is Pshat in the baraise that he's allowed to bring back his hand? The Loi Kashe. Kan lamata meyasore, kan lamaylo meyasore. So Rashi says like this: lamata miyud. If this is the halacha is a reshus harabim is oile ad yutvachim. Till yutvachim is a reshus harabim, over yutvachim is a mokim ptur. So it could be like this: that the brais, both braises holds they did cancel. But when could it have a shame kamalis if it's lamata miyutvachim? Milamata miyud rishus harabim hu. So the rishus is a rishus harabim. Konsu rabbonon v'shaviu karmelis loy lahedri. So they gave it a shame karmelis. He's not permitted to bring back his hand. Lamaylo miyud ba'avir mokim pturu. After yutfochim. That is considered a mokim pturu. Kedisnan bahazoyrik. Hazoyrik talad amis bekoisel lemailam yudfochim kezoyrik ba'aver poter lehavi rishus harabim lemailam yud. The rishus harabim ends after yudfochim. So if a person was zoyrik and it was noch an a koisel lemailam yud, he's poter because it was noch b'mokim too. So hilkach loy kansu. So they did not cancel him. Why? The lavi sura of it. The whole reason we cancelled him, was why? Because he did an iser by sticking out his hand. The only iser is if he sticks out his hand to a rishus harab. So then we cancelled him, and we said it has a shame karmelis. But the other Baraisa is speaking about he stuck out his hand to a mokim p'tul. He stuck out his hand to a mokim p'tul, so memele he did not do any issa. So memele, so therefore he's permitted to bring back his hand.